Headline: Jury finds Roman Storm guilty of one of three counts in Tornado Cash trial. Published at 6:46 p.m., August 6, 2025. Following an extended period of deliberations, Tornado Cash developer Roman Storm has been found guilty of conspiracy to operate an unlicensed money-transmitting business, one of the three charges brought against him by the U.S. According to coverage from InterCity Press and Peter Van Valkenburgh, the jury failed to reach a unanimous decision on the money laundering charge and on the conspiracy to violate U.S. economic sanctions charge. U.S. prosecutors then attempted to have Storm remanded to prison. They argued that his connections to Russia, his comments on cheating the immigration system, and the tens of millions of dollars worth of funds he owns all make him a flight risk. Read more: Roman Storm trial rocked by tracing errors and mistrial calls. Storm's defense, however, argued that these immigration comments involved Russians freaking out over the war in Ukraine, and that his access to crypto is heavily restricted. They also noted that he has various family members in the U.S., and that his house in Washington is tied up in a bond. Indeed, Judge Catherine Polk Faila sided with Storm's defense. She said, "There is a lot of fighting left in this case before sentencing, and I think Mr. Storm will stay for it." For operating an unlicensed money-transmitting business, Storm faces up to 5 years in prison. The government may request a retrial of the undecided charges. Jury deadlocked over Tornado Cash money laundering charge. InterCity Press reported earlier today that the jury advised Faila that they were deadlocked and unable to reach a unanimous decision on all three charges. Faila then urged jurors to bring the trial to an end by way of a partial verdict, returning a decision on just some of the counts, if necessary. The jury retired for approximately 1 hour before returning with the mixed results for Storm. Read more: OFAC overstepped on Tornado Cash sanctions. Court orders reversal. During the trial, the credibility of the prosecution's blockchain forensics expert was called into question, while the whole case proved controversial among privacy advocates, especially since sanctions against addresses related to Tornado Cash itself were lifted earlier this year. The prosecution was accused of weaponizing Telegram messages between CoinDesk journalists and the Tornado team, referring to laundering funds from 2022's $600 million Ronin Bridge hack carried out by sanctioned North Korean hackers. During the trial, they also underlined that the Tornado Cash team knew of their platform's use as a money laundering tool, making light of the fact on T-shirts featuring a washing machine alongside the phrase, "I keep my ether clean with tornado.cash." This recording is AI generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.